This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The friendly voices of the DJ Veers are here for this Monday, the last Monday in October. Uh-oh, the ladies don't like it when I remind them of time marching on. It's the 26th of October. If you are wondering how safe you are, I guess if you go to church, people think, well, I'm protected by God, right? Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. A North Carolina church shut down. Ordered, in fact, to close because of a virus outbreak in the church. They closed their doors yesterday because of concerns for the spread of the virus in church. How many people have been going to church? I won't bother to ask you that question, Victoria, because I know you practice religion in your own way, kind of, even though you are. Are there any Quaker churches near you?
Not called churches. They're meeting houses. But, yeah, there is one near me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go occasionally, but I haven't been since the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Jennifer, when we get to the worship set? I think you said you go from time to time. But
yeah,
it's more
I've only been, I think, as of late, probably in the last, let's see, I think the first time I got to go was when I went to see my grandparents because the churches that are under different order in California, so some of them are just opening anyway and pushing the governor's really authority to close down churches. But a lot of the Catholic churches have been meeting online, and so they've been providing, like, online service streams. But I actually went in person when I went to go take care of my grandparents within the last month.
But what is the experience like online, do you suppose?
You would imagine. It's a mass online, basically. Just no communion.
We have friends who have been finding that very comforting, who, you know, have been able to watch their services starting back. When was Easter? Was Easter in April? I think that's we have friends in Alabama who love their church, and the church is very much the center of the community, and so they were able to do, I think starting Easter Mass was the big kickoff for it. So, and I think people around the country, depending on where you are or how maybe vulnerable you feel you are to the virus, I think technology has been a savior. And I don't mean that in a religious way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think the technology has been, has been something that has, you know, it's easy to kind of crap on it when it doesn't work, but technology has really kept a lot of people connected, whether it's Zoom or FaceTime or, you know, people just checking in with each other more. I think it's actually been a good thing.
I'm in a gray area about that because I believe what you're saying is partially true, and that is that people are using it to stay connected, and that's good. But at the same time, is it really a human connection? And I think that's where I feel like people are really starting to miss out, is like when you go to church in person.
You mean the Zoom connection?
Yeah, I think that's true,
well,
too.
Well, if it's all you can do, depending on your state, then it's, you know.
It's something, but I feel like there's a lot of people who are losing human connection, and they're losing the ability to, like, look or touch people in the face. And I actually think it's for kids, even more damaging than that is that they're already so involved and addicted to their devices, and now this is all they have for connection, and they really don't get to do that human thing that I think many of us were brought up on. And so I don't know. I mean, I totally get what you're saying. I just don't think that it really replaces being and looking and touching.
It doesn't replace it, but I'm just saying it's the best thing. If we think about if we didn't have technology, and, you know, how many people talk on the phone? Not a lot, especially, you know, younger than baby boomers, people don't talk on the phone. So I just think it's been, you know, nothing can replace human contact and human interaction. But I'm just saying, I think this has saved a lot of people's sanity.
The United House of Prayer in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, closing its doors. That's the 121 cases of the virus in the church, and 3 died last week. So that's why they closed the church down.
We're going to start hearing a lot more of this. What are there, 87,000 new cases now? I mean, it's...
this is 2 days in a row.
I hope it doesn't go back. Yeah.
The peak number for new coronavirus infections over the weekend. Johns Hopkins University keeping their eye on the numbers. Last Friday, there were 83,757 new cases. Day before that was, if you go back all the way to mid-July, the highest number was 77,360 in a day. So there are more of these, but most of the people, I'm just looking at a study that came from the academic group at Cedars-Sinai. Jennifer, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they have gone quite extensively into, they've created a pamphlet, as a matter of fact, about, it's pretty easy to digest the situation, and pretty applicable not only to California but to the whole country, and they underscore that the number of people dying from this or the seriousness of it, and not as it's not certainly as life-threatening as it was, but there's still a lot of pressure here, wondering. There's a lot of stress because there is this business of, you know, we talked about this early on when my stepmother died. There was a focus on how come she died. She died of loneliness. She didn't die of this. But nobody was allowed to go into the home where she was to see her or anybody else. And so she was always an extraordinarily people-to-people person. And without contact, she just kind of withered and died away. And
my
so you think
too,
about...
I think I told you that. Died of, like, literally a broken heart. She was on the brink of dementia. Thought her family had abandoned her. Didn't understand about a pandemic.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah. So that creates a
hopefully
lot of...
this next round, if this happens again, which all indications look like we're headed back to where we were in the spring, hopefully we've learned enough about the virus.
But not as long as, not as serious.
Right, but what I'm saying is if we get back to, I know you always say that, but I'm just saying if we get back up to those numbers where things have to be...
because it is, that's what's going on.
I understand the morbidity rate is down, but the number of people having it, you know, is going up.
Well, I don't want people to get all excited and worried about that if they get it, they're going to die. I think that's irresponsible. I'm not saying that about you. I'm just saying there's so much screaming and yelling about this in the news media.
I'm not worried about me dying from it, but I can tell you right now, after all the studies that they've done on what the long-term effects can be, even if you have a mild case, I don't want it. I don't want the blood clots.
I don't want
inflammation.
Here's the thing. As
I worry about what happened to Jen. Honestly, I think about that, Jen, because you've had it. And
I know, but thankfully, I didn't
have a very severe case, but...
But I need to think about surviving because there's nothing you can do about not. And so I think it is really important to play up the fact that most people do recover and that most people do make it through. Because I'll tell you what, getting that diagnosis is really scary because everybody wants to tell you that you're going to die or never be the same. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I just am so...
Well, you want to hear it if it was true, but it isn't true. And
well,
so that's the
I want to hear reality, and I want to know that it's still very possible for me to have a normal, happy life. And I think, you know, that's what's really tough with all of this, is that as much as we want to take this seriously, we don't need to scare the crap out of people to take it seriously. I really don't think that we do. People are going to either be taking it seriously or they're not. We need to figure out how we deal with it once people get it, because it's not something that's going to go away very fast. I mean, we've been saying this for a very long time. How do we treat people that have it so that there's hope? And I think that's what we really need to direct our focus on, for sure.
Right. What I was starting to say, though, going back to the nursing home thing or senior living or whatever, I hope that this time around, especially with the holidays coming, I really hope that places will allow people to sign a waiver. I know all of us agree on that, so that you can go in. If you're a healthy person, you can go in. Like Jen has said, you can be a patient advocate for your loved one. You can go in and visit. You can help them, you know, mentally just know that they're still connected. And I think, you know, sign a waiver and then quarantine. You know, if you have to go home, then quarantine and make sure that you're not spreading it to anyone else. But I really hope that we've learned enough now that we know that the mental ramifications are very serious as well.
Dr. Fauci says that whether there's a vaccine, we'll know for sure, a good one, by the end of the year. I think he's underscoring that. I think he said that three or four times, hasn't he? This is not new.
Most of the medical community, I think, agrees that something's going to happen by the end of the year.
I've heard a lot. Could even be by the end of November, somewhere in there, beginning of December. The question, though, is once you have a safe and effective vaccine, or maybe more than one vaccine, how do you get it out to people as quickly as possible and get it to the right people? Well, I would think if they distributed it to hospitals and places like that, the first responders would get it first. right?
Yeah, the military is actually going to be the one that sends us out to people. That'll be their branch, actually.
Why the military?
I think because they have the resources that are being under untapped right now, and they're already deployed in every state. So from what I understand, they're the ones that are going to help roll this out quickly to get it to
that part of
the
mission, though, isn't there? Isn't there?
I don't think it matters at this point. I think what matters is fighting a war like this. I mean, it's a war that, you know, is a virus, I suppose.
What are we doing to fight? That's a great intro into fighting the war with China. I was asked over the weekend with some friends what my priorities. You know, I certainly have underscored, and 4 years ago it was immigration, without question, was the number one thing on my bill of fare for who I wanted to see in charge. Immigration was the number one issue for me. For me, this time around, China is the number one issue. And the pairing, I must say that with all of the focus on, even though it may not be true, Jennifer has, and others, have managed to get me to think more about Biden's connection to China and things that are important. Whether I trust, and this I say, knowing or acknowledging at this moment that I'm not going to vote for either one of these guys, but thinking about who really has a tougher stance on China, because I think that's what's needed. This is not a culture. This is not a government. This is not a people. This is not a country that understands gentle, meek, mild courteousness. They don't. They're a bunch of thugs. They're just like, they're in many ways worse than the mob, worse than any group of people that you could possibly imagine. In terms of what their desires are and how they want to achieve them. They'll do anything, and I think they've been demonstrating that they'll do anything. So I don't want a leader, I don't want a government that is weak when it comes, that has just no real plan. I don't hear from many politicians any real plan to deal with the aggressiveness of China. China has become very aggressive, and I think we've become pretty weak when it comes to dealing with them. What are we doing, really, to put them in their place after all of this? And I don't see much going on, frankly. And I would imagine, if you really think it through, that you all would say the same thing. Whatever the reason, we're lapdogs to them. And I think that's one of the things that we should be thinking. For me, the number one thing that I will think about, at least talk about, for those of you who need to have a little more reflection on this, it's something to reflect upon. And I don't hear anybody, I don't hear any talk show hosts talking about it. All they're just busy doing is yelling and screaming about Biden and what a no-good SOB he is, or the other side. You know, it just, that doesn't prove a thing, doesn't help anybody, it doesn't fix the problem. What are we doing to fix a, or any, or all of the problems that we have with China? I don't see a real strong move here to fix the problems.
I know we have like 2 seconds, but I there have been three Congress people who have talked about it. Blackburn, Crenshaw, Cotton.
Are they going to run the Congress? Are they enough?
No, but I think the fact that they're only three talking about it, really telling. And so it would make me want to know who's on the hook.
What do they
want
to do?
They want stronger sanctions is what they're calling on. Now, the administration says sanctions, but one of the big things that Trump's been talking about is incentivizing pharmaceuticals to come back to this country. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the first step.
Is there action or is it just talk? At this
point. We've talked about that. No, there's plenty of action. My congressperson right here, Frank Pallone Jr. in New Jersey, he's the one who sponsored the bill that's going to have the universities making, Rutgers University starting with them.
Good, you're voting for him.
Absolutely. I already voted for him. Yeah. And so he's the one who sponsored the bill. And I think that getting our pharmaceuticals back here is absolutely paramount.
Is the bill going through Congress at the moment?
Nothing. I think it already passed through the House. Yeah, I think it passed through the House. Yeah. Who knows if Mitch McConnell's going to take it up for a vote, but that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. I just think that it's important for us to have that on top of mind. It certainly is on the top of my mind, and I wanted to reflect upon that. Something else that's on the top of my mind, pretty easy to remember. The way to get to MyPillow.com so you can take advantage of all these fabulous things that are on sale. The sale of the year going on right now. Go look at the catalog of things at MyPillow.com. Make sure when you check out you use the promo code DJV and get some new stuff. Maybe give some presents for Christmas that are connected to the MyPillow catalog.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, that's not Adele.
Certainly doesn't sound like Adele.
No, but it's a beautiful song, by the way.
Version of Hello from Somebody Else, but at any rate.
Hello from somebody covering Adele.
Hello from somebody.
This was anyway, great karaoke on Friday, Phil.
There you go.
Yeah, we're talking. I think this is her first big hit, wasn't it? Rolling in the Deep?
No, she had other hits before. This is from the second to last album.
Really?
No, actually, last album, because it was 5 years ago. Yeah.
Really? Well, so here we are, all three of us, and you two, thinking, all right, that's Adele. We got Adele. She hosted SNL. We were talking about her schedule to do that last week, and she did it for the first time, and it was a fabulous rating success, given the number of viewers they normally have, which is around 4 million. Adele's episode scored 5-plus million viewers. Her episode was number one of the night, beating Fox's Game 4 coverage of the World Series. In fact, Dodgers still in the series, by the way?
Yes.
They could win it tomorrow night.
Woohoo! Adele's episode...
It's a tough weekend for me, all right?
It was interesting because of the numbers, and ages, 18 to 49 is the big number for viewers, for at least SNL. And then the musical guest was her, or is it H-E-R?
No,
is
her.
Her? Her, okay. Mm-hmm. She's an R&B singer. She was the musical guest. During the monologue, Adele explained she didn't think she could host and be the musical guest. Plus, she told the audience her album's not finished yet. So there's an invite to come back again when it's done. She didn't let anybody down, though. She sang some snippets of some of her biggest hits, playing herself as a contestant in a spoof of The Bachelor.
That was a funny skit.
Was it?
Yes. She
How
did a great
look,
job.
Well, I,
okay,
I
so
know,
here's
we
the thing. All of us were
we were
a little concerned. We've seen pictures on social media where she didn't really look all that healthy. When she walked out on the stage, though, she looked stunning. She looked absolutely beautiful. She's not as skinny as we thought she looked, you know, in the pictures. She looked healthy.
You could tell it was her.
Oh, yes. She looked beautiful. She was glamorous. I mean, she looked gorgeous. I was really kind of relieved, actually.
Yeah.
I love her, and I think she's beautiful. I've always thought she was beautiful, and I didn't want her to lose too much weight.
It was just like she was unrecognizable. Like, if she walked up to you on the street, you'd be like, who are you?
Yeah.
And sometimes that affects when you lose weight like that. The diaphragm and the stuff that's affected by big losses of weight, you'll change your voice, change the way you're able to sing.
Well, her voice sounded
pristine.
She's got
pristine. A big voice.
She sounded amazing, yeah.
So she was in The Bachelor and she got booted, is that
the skit? She played herself as the Bachelorette contestant.
Right.
And so she just kept singing all of her hits to try to win over the Bachelor, and everyone got sick of her and kicked her out.
Yeah. Anyway, so it looks like congratulations, good for her. First time she's sung on American TV since she performed Hello at the Grammys 3 years ago. So good for Adele. Very nice to know that that is okay. All right, this is kind of a sad tune here at 26 after the hour, aside sad story. This was one of the great kind of folk country songs of the 70s. Mr. Bojangles, you all remember, do you all know the song?
I do not know this.
No, really. This guy was very prominent in the 60s and 70s, on the air and behind the scenes writing music. Jerry Jeff Walker, his name, a pioneer of the cosmic cowboy. That sound evolved into what they now call today outlaw country. He died, he had throat cancer, 78. His real name was Ronald Clyde Crosby, came from Oneonta, New York. Walker made his way south, lived in the Keys for a while, New Orleans, where he took his stage name. He landed in Austin, Texas in the early 70s, became a fixture there. Willie Nelson, some of the locals, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Michael Martin Murphy, were performing new styles of hippie, what they call hippie country, and he got into that. He released an album early on called Viva Terlingua. Is that how you pronounce that? I guess it is, huh? Songs like Sangria Wine, Wheel, along with Gary P. Nunn's London Homesick Blues, and Ray Wiley Hubbard's Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother. Walker himself was known for volatility on stage and off the stage. That was the inspiration for Mr. Bojangles. Came from a chance meeting with a street performer in a drunk tank in New Orleans. But it's Mr. Bojangles that gave him his greatest success. It was written and recorded. He had a signed version of it, but the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band really made it to the top. And Bob Dylan recorded a version of it, so Dolly, Nina Simone, interesting, I'd like to hear that version of it. Neil Diamond's got a version, Sammy Davis Jr. had a recorded version of Mr. Bojangles. He documented his career in 1999 in an autobiography called Gypsy Songman, recalling his relationships, among others, with Jimmy Buffett and Willie Nelson. So, Mr. Bojangles has passed away. It's 29 after the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rapper and Hollywood movie star Ice Cube wants to do good for the black community in America. He asked both presidential candidates to help him on his quest. The Biden camp agreed to meet only after the election. President Trump sent his advisor to meet with Cube and get something done. Trump advisor Jared Kushner got the deal done. Ice Cube on Fox News explains the efforts.
Descendants of slaves, the ones who built this country, are being kind of forgotten in the fray. They listened, heard what I had to say, and pumped up their plan and presented it to the people on September, I believe, 24th.
We call it the Platinum Plan.
3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses, and increasing access to capital in black communities by almost $500 billion. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched 60 more Starlink Internet Relay satellites on Saturday, taking the total number launched to 895. SpaceX plans to launch thousands of Starlinks designed to provide global high-speed broadband service. The 229-foot-tall Falcon 9 rocketed it away from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. As usual for SpaceX, the Falcon 9's first stage flew itself back to the landing pad, an offshore drone ship. It's Falcon 9's 95th successful flight and 100th overall. It's Paycheck Protection Program or bust. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now, and for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now 34 after the hour. How do you do? This is the DJV get together. Jennifer Horn's getting together with Victoria Keelan, who are getting together
with
me. I'm Doug Stone.
Right? Like in person?
Like we could be fun.
Let's get together. What do you say? We could have a swinging time. But we can't. Well, we can
maybe,
be.
Maybe 2021 will be our year, Victoria.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of getting together, it looks like Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman are together for a new musical called The Prom. I'm trying to think of what Meryl Streep and, I don't know if Kidman has sung in anything before.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, oh really, okay. Mm-hmm. So is she good at singing? Or
she's great. Yeah,
is she?
Better than you think, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think Meryl Streep has, like, a great voice, but she doesn't have a bad voice. She certainly seems to like singing. She's been doing it a lot lately. In musicals and stuff. She was in Into the Woods. She did Mamma Mia. So, yeah, I'm sure she'll be good at
it. So this is from Broadway, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big...
Yeah, this was a big Broadway hit.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. I did not, but I have a lot of friends who work on Broadway, and it was... When it first started, people were just going nuts for it. They loved it.
Kerry Washington's in it. James Corden is in it. An interesting cast. He's quite... I'm always impressed with him. Anyway, he's doing some commercial now. Isn't it interesting? I can't remember what the product is, but I remember him doing the commercial. Have you seen the commercial that I'm talking about? Did anybody follow it?
Yes. Is it a Keurig?
Yes, you don't remember.
The coffee thing?
Ah, yes, very good. Oh, it is. That's exactly what it's for. Yeah, that's yeah.
So the prom, I guess.
Well, there you go. Follows a group of egotistical Broadway stars who head to small town Indiana to help a high school girl banned from attending her school prom because she wants to bring her girlfriend as a date. It's an interesting story. Didn't this happen in reality? It's happened, I think.
Oh, this happens everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't bring a girl to the prom.
Or a boy. Yeah.
Or boys can't bring boys to the prom. You think that's more controversial? Bringing a boy to a prom versus bringing a girl. If you're a boy and you bring a boy to the prom, don't you think that would be looked upon with eyebrows raised?
It depends where you are. And I don't think I don't think now. I mean, one of my gay friends literally had to fight with the principal, got a local news team involved in Sacramento where he grew up to take his boyfriend to the prom. And it worked and it was fine and there were no incidents. So, but in some cases, you know, it's not a big deal and depends where you live.
I think it makes people uncomfortable to think that youngsters are gay. It makes some people uncomfortable to think that.
Well, my friends who are parents, they don't care, but maybe older people do.
I'm talking about in general, it's the age thing.
Yeah. You know what I get bothered by is that we push too much sexualization on kids too early. Because I think kids will, I think if you create a home where you just realize that we're going to be accepting of you no matter what, I think some parents are tripping all over themselves these days to try to figure out how to deal with even the idea or the potential that their kids could be gay. Exactly. I think, I mean, I look now at how many people are like having conversations with their kids at such a young age about what they are and who they want to be with and all this stuff. And I thought, geez, I was playing with Barbie dolls.
It's like the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Talking to children about that. Some people push that way too fast, too. Poof. All right, speaking of starring in things.
Be kids, you get 3 or 4 good years in life where you don't have to be pressured about everything.
Right. Like when you're 5. That's
They'll
good.
They'll figure out who they are and what they, you know, and what they want for themselves in their life.
Tom Hanks is starring in News of the World, supposed to open up at Christmas time. Hanks is the is on a mission to reunite a girl with her family.
It's a Western, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's set in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen him in.
But is it going to really open at Christmas?
Well, that's
is
the
he,
question.
Is he like stranded on the prairie? Because Tom Hanks only likes to do movies with himself.
Right. Well, this time he has to take this little 10-year-old girl and get her back with her family. She apparently has been raised by the Kiowa tribe, so I'm not really sure. But it's, who knows? Maybe I think he takes interesting roles. This might be the movie that he was filming in Australia. Remember when he and Rita Wilson had COVID at the very beginning of this, and he had just wrapped a movie in Australia? It might be this one.
Yeah, the film takes place in 1870, but the director of the film says, even though it's set then, it's a film about our times. Neighbors and families and communities were in stark and often violent conflict with each other over there. Here, Americans needed to decide who they were as Americans. I think we're still trying to figure.
Right.
I think we're still trying to figure that one out, frankly. Speaking of stars, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the hospital, underwent heart surgery in Cleveland at the clinic there, shared a photo of himself in the hospital, thanking the team at Cleveland Clinic. He says he's got a new aortic valve to go with his new pulmonary valve from the last time he had heart surgery. You know what comes? That comes from taking steroids.
It must be, right?
That stuff,
That stuff is so bad on your heart.
Yeah, eats your heart right up. So anyway, he's had a couple of different operations on his heart. He was supposed to have a less invasive catheter valve inserted, but it was decided he needed to have open heart surgery. He had a congenital heart defect also as a kid. He had an aortic valve replaced in 1997. So the combination of those things, I think, probably has led to the circumstance he finds himself in. All right, so here's a TV note. Ready?
Right.
Adam Rippon, who's a skater. You know who he is? Olympic
skater? I love
skater.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's created or co-created a new comedy show that's going to be on NBC set in his world. The series is set off, adult figure skating. This is
going to be hilarious because so think about Well, yeah. Adam Rippon is a huge personality. After he kind of took over the...
I don't remember him, Victoria. Tell us a little about him, will you?
Well, he won the bronze medal in the 2018 Olympics, and he is just really sweet, like larger than life. After that, he went on, he won Dancing with the Stars, and then he just has become a kind of a cultural figure where he has a lot of followers. He's just really sweet and really fun. And he had a show on Quibi, which, you know, Quibi's going away
see
in December.
Later.
But he did a really funny show called This Day in Useless Celebrity History. It was really cute. And he was actually the reason I signed up for Quibi. But,
really?
Yeah. So you're quite a
follower and a fan of his then.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his. And Kara, our former producer, she and I used to constantly send each other videos of him doing funny stuff. And he's just... Huh. A great personality, so he won't be in the show, but I'm sure it'll be, maybe he'll make a guest appearance, but I think it's a funny premise. If you think about how crazy and over the top the world of figure skating is, we have Johnny Weir, and then Adam Rippon is not as over the top, but, you know, there are some real characters in there, and they've done some really funny movies. The Will Ferrell movie, Blades of Glory, it's one of my favorite, so it's going to be kind of fun, I think, to have a comedy set in that world. Just the costumes alone.
Yeah.
Lots of glitter for Jen.
Yeah, are there like projects in development at NBC, Fried Green Tomato adaptation? Norman Lear put that together. Wow.
With
and
Reba.
Reba is going to be in it. The drama from Blake Shelton. Now, what's he? He's combined with a Fast and Furious writer, Gary Scott Thompson. Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
Doing
he's behind
movie.
Some... I don't, well, it's a drama. I think
TV.
It's a TV. Yeah, like a, what do they call them? Not
episodic.
Episodic. Yeah, it's going to be one of those. I'm not sure what it's about.
An episodic procedural.
Cool.
That's what my
procedural,
son
procedural, that's the word I was
right.
thinking
that's
of.
Pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Reba, I'm glad to see she's coming back to TV. So that's actually my son's. Let's see, how do we do his mother-in-law, that's who is. She's produced the TV stuff that Reba has been in. All right, so because cooking is my specialty, I'm certainly going to be all over this Top Chef series, right? You think I'll gain from this?
I would love to see you competing on an amateur Top Chef show. Cause
yeah, because everything would be stew. Like, oh,
yes,
fish
everything
stew.
Is all in one pot.
Well, fish stew. I actually bought some baked beans the other day.
Actually,
I bought four different kinds of baked.
Throw those in too.
Well, no, I just decided I would put some. There's four different types of baked beans, and I put them.
Are they all vegetarian?
You know, that's a good question. One of them, I think I saw one. One thing was a vegetarian.
I've never known baked beans to not be.
You always have to flick off that weird piece of like fake bacon.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
Even a
so,
dog doesn't want to eat whatever.
You don't think I would win if I was in this Top Chef competition with
well, first of all,
beans?
You don't even know where it's in your own ingredients there, so that's not a great start.
All right, so what's going on? Who's behind this, Victoria? You're, or who's
it's the make? I think it's the producers
Bravo.
Of Top Chef. Yeah,
yeah.
And they're doing one that's for amateur cooks, which I think is fun.
But aren't they all? Aren't those those?
No, they're all real chefs who are competing
really?
To be. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all either have their own restaurants
so I could
or they're
be on
chefs
this.
Somewhere.
Actually, I could be.
Well,
on
you
this.
Technically could. I don't know how far you would get, but sure.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, so that's coming up. A little over 2 years ago. 2 years into a 6-year prison sentence. Well, maybe it was a couple of years ago. And 3 years since the Fire Festival debacle. You like debacle or debacle? Some
it's
people say debacle.
Debacle.
It's debacle.
Debacle. Anyway, Billy McFarlane is back in the spotlight. He's got a podcast called Dumpster Fire. All right, so why do we want a Fire Festival? Billy McFarlane, let's give people a little background information, ladies, into that.
Why do we even still talk about this guy? Ew.
People are so fascinated by how he managed to dupe so many people and millions of dollars out of people who showed up on an island thinking that they were going to have this incredibly luxurious, concert event.
When was that?
Festival.
I don't remember. When was that, though? How long ago was that?
3 years ago. If he's
Has
been in
been?
Jail for 2 years, then it was probably 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and so people ended up.
But when he went to jail because of this
this for the fraud, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
For the fraud. And then, he got, was it 6 years or 10 years he got? I think 10 years was on the table, but I think he got six.
Yeah.
So people are just fascinated. There were two different documentaries on this. And when you watch it, you just can't believe that he pulled this off. And eventually ultimately he didn't. There was no concert. There was no festival. People ended up stranded on this island and with FEMA tents. It was a total nightmare. But the sad thing is it actually bankrupted all of the local caterers and the local people who worked.
So sad.
It was really sad. I mean, this guy is the biggest fraudster, and he's already, you know, from prison working on new schemes, and to watch him interviewed, he's like a psychopath.
Another new
great
example,
yeah,
of people going to prison to be better at being bad.
Right.
You don't get better at being good. You get better at being bad. What is it, 70-some-odd% of people that go into the slammer repeat and are back in some way, shape, or form? That's a pretty outrageous number when you get right down to it. 46 after the hour, the Westminster Dog Show is going indoors next year. Do they even have it this year?
Outdoors.
Outdoors. It was indoors.
I think it already happened before the pandemic because isn't it usually February in Manhattan? It may have already happened this year.
Yeah, I think it was in February.
January, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
So now they're moving it out of the city, and it'll be outdoors, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know the reason why I know that the dog show is in February?
No, Jennifer, but we'd like to know. We don't know why you know, but we'd like to know.
No, it's because I used to get so ticked as a kid because it used to interrupt wrestling. It used to interrupt Monday Night Raw.
That's funny.
And I used to be really tweaked about that when I was a kid. So, dang it, you dogs, come on.
All right, as long as we have Jennifer's attention, Jennifer, would you please tell us the story of your MyPillow weighted blanket?
Oh, my
gosh. There's something new.
I took the best nap over the weekend. First of all, it's just been a busy couple of weeks, so I needed it anyway. But, I was excited because I love the MyPillow stuff. I've got the mattress topper and the pillows, and they're all fantastic. But I was really excited to try a weighted blanket because I've heard so much about them, and I've never tried them. So I ordered one from MyPillow, and guys, life-changing nap time routine. It's very soft. It's warm without being oppressive. I live in California. I don't need a super heavy blanket. And I always, you know, you like to have a little bit of air. So it's like the perfect, it keeps you the perfect temperature. But it is just, it's like heaven. It's like, I don't know. You just have this like 15 pounds that's spread out around your body. And it's just, it's fantastic. It's very relaxing. Kind of helps that anxiety just like go away right before you take a nap. And it was one of the best naps I've taken in a long time. Really good.
That's cool. You have all kinds of things. That's a great testimonial. MyPillow has so many different radio specials. If you don't get enough rest, maybe you want to have a nap. If you're restless while you're going through where I was listening to the ladies talk about this early on, what they do with their sleeping habits and stuff. Not making a difference. There's something for everybody at MyPillow.com. Sleep enhances immunity, prevents weight gain, improves mental health. There are all kinds of things. So make sure that you have, if you haven't visited the MyPillow, the catalog that they have online, go to MyPillow.com and check it all out. Make sure when you are buying things at checkout, use the DJV promo code because you can save up to 2/3, up to 66%, depending on what you're buying, like these new pillows themselves. I think that the experience, kind of a fun thing to go through. You know, people like to shop, and there are a lot of people who have been indoors, and they are feeling restless. So here you go. Buy some things that will help you get even better rest. MyPillow.com changes your sleep forever, as Jennifer just suggested. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV at checkout.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Moving into Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. It seems like just moments ago when we were reviewing the top five from last week, and already we're into a new week of information. So here's a new partnership. This is sort of interesting, and I think something that we'll find the folks at Aldi getting some more business. I guess that's the idea here, right?
Well, it's an interesting partnership. It's between Instacart and Aldi grocery stores, and what they're doing now is they're going to accept food stamps. Also, most now they don't say food stamps; they say SNAP benefits. So, the Instacart is the grocery delivery platform. They've launched this pilot program. In the past, Instacart has not accepted SNAP benefits, and so now with given the current state of how many people are relying on government food assistance right now, which is really high, I think it makes all the sense in the world for grocery stores to be able to accept EBT cards. It's used like a debit card, and you get it every month, and that's your allotment of, you can only spend it on food and necessities. You can't spend it on cigarettes or liquor or anything else. It's just for food. And so this program right now is going to be starting with Aldi stores in a few states. They're starting with Georgia right now. They're expanding to California, Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, and then they're going to roll it out nationwide. Instacart said that they're committed to a long-term solution with EBT SNAP households, and Aldi said that they're actually very eager to roll this out as quickly as they can across the country because so many people are in need. And so all they have to do, if you are using your SNAP-eligible, buying SNAP-eligible products at Aldi, and there are certain products that are, distinguished as SNAP-eligible, once they are added to your cart, all you have to do is put in your EBT card number, and then those benefits will apply to your order. According to the USDA website, which is actually the federal agency that oversees SNAP, The benefits can be used, like I said, only for food and for plants and seeds to grow your own food. Snap can't be used to cover any Instacart delivery fees or tips, and most delivery platforms have not accepted Snap until now. Walmart does accept it in some states when you're picking up an online order. I suspect Walmart will expand that. Kroger locations accept Snap payments for curbside pickup of online orders. And then Amazon Prime lets, now, this is also new, they let users register their Snap cards for online purchases in most states. It's not national, but most states. And SNAP, of course, is the biggest food assistance program in the U.S. Between February and May, it grew three times faster than it had in any other three-month period. So, as we know, the demand is very, very high.
Yeah. All right. That's good. How they captured that nest of murder hornets, the first of any number of looks into that, are coming up right here. Right.
The Geek Out.
The murder hornet has been very popular in the news of late, and for good reason. Beyond the alarming name, the reality is the introduction of the mean wasp does put at risk the valuable honeybee ecosystem. Last week, the Ag Department in the state of Washington were able to track down and capture an entire nest of murder hornets by attaching tiny transmitters with dental floss to three hornets they had captured earlier. That led them to the nest, which was in the cavity of an old tree filled with about 200 of the 2-inch meanies. Wearing some crazy looking protective suits, they sealed the tree up and vacuumed out the murder hornets into a canister for research. We've tweeted links to pics and details over at the Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
All right, up next here, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the guy who runs Twitter, Jack Dorsey, are going to be doing what in the near future?
They're going to be doing a lot of testifying. They have now been called to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on November 17th. That hearing will focus on their censorship and supposed suppression of New York Post articles and provide a this is the press release from the Judiciary Committee, that they hope to provide a valuable opportunity to review the company's handling of the 2020 election. And so we know that Facebook and Twitter have both said they're not going to have political ads. Twitter has angered a lot of people because in order to reshare an article, you actually have to click on it and read it first. Oh, the horrors. But a lot of Republican lawmakers have said that they don't like that policy with Twitter. But that was Twitter's answer to, okay, people are just sharing misinformation, so they're going to make you actually read the article before you can retweet it. I don't think that that's a big deal, but apparently to some Republican lawmakers, that is a big deal. So they've got a lot of stuff to testify with. They're also appearing before the Senate Commerce Committee on October 28th in just a few days, and they'll be joined by the Google CEO as well to talk about Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
All right, so that's the update on the big wigs in this particular arena. 59 past the hour on the Big Wig DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.